Lord, I love your commands. Lord, I love your commands. How I love your law, O Lord. It is my meditation all the day. Your command has made me wiser than all my enemies, for it is ever with me. Lord, I love your commands. I have more understanding than all my teachers when your decrees are my meditation. I have more discernment than the elders because I observe your precepts. Lord, I love your commands. From every evil way I withheld my feet, that I may keep your words. From your ordinances I turn not away, for you have instructed me. Lord, I love your commands. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Is this not the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, 'Do here in our native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to the widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill, and on which the town had been built, to hurl him headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we see Jesus' proclamation of who he is and what he is called to do. And it all comes from the passage that he reads. And he talks about the Spirit of God came upon him. And he says, you know, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, therefore he has anointed me." And so this is the mission of Jesus. This is what he proclaims to everybody. What is he anointed to do? He's anointed to bring glad tidings to the poor, to set free captives, give sight to the blind, and let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. So we look at that and go, that's nice. But first of all, we got to claim that for ourselves, that he wants to set us free from those things that bind us, from our sins that bind us. We're not slaves. We are free sons and daughters, set free by the cross of Jesus on the cross. But then what we got to do now is be this, because that same Spirit that Jesus Christ had was the same Spirit given to each of us the day you were baptized and confirmed. So you can say the same exact thing. I can say the same exact thing. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's upon you. And he has anointed you. You got anointed when you got baptized. I did a baptism yesterday and I anointed that little girl. And I anointed her the same as we've all been anointed. Why? To come and set captives free. To reach out and give good tidings to the poor. All these things that we're called to do. Jesus said, "You see the things I've done? You will do greater things than these." Now, we have not believed that. And if we have believed that, we certainly have not lived that. But God looks at us today and he says, "In the past is past. This is what I did and this is what I want you to do." So let's do with Jesus what he calls us to do, what the Spirit anointed all of us for. Let's do his will. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.